Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your favorite podcast, Spilling the Tea Leaves. Where have I been? I know, I feel like I keep disappearing every other episode, and that's never my intention. I always have full ideas planned, and then unfortunately, life happens, or is in this case, a pandemic. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, a little bit of pandemic talk. And I've been asked my opinion about this, what the spiritual aspect is, how we should act, what can we do to kind of get over those feelings of fear. And I'm going to hit all on that today. And I'm not sure how long this episode is going to be for. So it's just me talking off the cuff, no notes, no nothing. So as you know, we are in a state of almost total shutdown. Me, for example, my daughter's school has been off already for the 2 weeks. We are in second week of homeschooling. And as many of you know, I live in the Middle East, in the United Arab Emirates, and they have been extremely proactive about getting a handle on this virus. So they have closed issuing visas to tourists. They're calling back all their citizens back home that are living abroad or traveling abroad. They have shut down. First, they started with nursery schools, and now they've shut down, or they have shut down elementary schools, or excuse me, schools in general. They've closed gyms and the beaches, and parks are only open for a very limited time after they've been sterilized. I mean, you name it, they're doing it, right? But this episode is not about projecting fear, right? That's not the end game for me talking to you today. What I want you to understand is there is a big thing happening, a big shift. If you go on social media, if you are following other podcasters who are within the New Age realm, if you listen to astrologers, if you listen to mediums or psychic mediums or those who read tarot, whatever you're listening to, everybody either has an idea of what is happening or almost the same idea, but their own version of it, right? So one of the ideas is that there is a shift happening, and this is something that I personally believe, is that as a collective mind, all of us in this planet Earth have at some level unconsciously called forth this event to occur. And Mother Earth has been known and does do a lot of almost self-preservation or cleansing, as it will. And I'm not saying this is generally a good thing, like, yes, a bunch of people are dying and Mother Earth is going to be great. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that some level there are situations that need to be rectified. There are things that need to be changed. And it is unfortunate that we have collectively called upon this thing, this pandemic now, this virus, to help us put a lot of our thoughts that are no longer serving us into view. We're placing all our views and our thoughts under a microscope. We are shifting our attitudes, or should be starting to shift our attitudes, to see how we can better serve each other. So for a long time, society has been a very selfish, has a very selfish point of view. And I think with this particular event, it is a shift toward a very big, much needed change. Now, like I mentioned before, whoever you follow might have their own version of ideas or a version of this general attitude of shift and change. One of my beautiful friends on Instagram, if you are not following them now, please log into your phone if you're at home not doing much. Their name is Soul Mama Magic. So Soulmama MAGIK. And I'm hoping I haven't missed it yet, but they will be doing a live about actually I did miss it. Oh no. About what they received, what information was downloaded to them about the shift. But this is a shift that a lot of people have been talking about for a really, really long time. This is a change that is, in my opinion, necessary. We are seeing these outdated systems that are not serving us, and it's coming into scrutiny as to what we can do to fix it, fix our healthcare system. What do we do in a situation where we are supposed to stay home? How are we supposed to be surviving? The hoard mentality, which is absolutely insane. Why are we buying so much toilet paper is beyond me. I can tell you there are cases here of coronavirus, but people are so calm. They are going out to get only what they need. They're practicing social distancing. There's plenty of toilet paper, plenty of hand sanitizer, plenty of food. I can go to the grocery store right now and do my grocery for the week. Easy. And there's no sense of panic. So there's something that we need to look at ourselves and wonder why we are doing this. Why are systems failing us in a time of need? Okay, so now what can you do? How can we fix this? And we can fix this literally in our own homes right now, today. Another thing that we're seeing, going back to what I was just about to mention, is this fear-based response. So people are hoarding things. People are buying. I saw somebody on Reddit post somebody buying like 30 gallons of milk. I have no idea what they plan to do with 30 gallons of milk, but there they were buying 30 gallons of milk of at Costco. Another person buying 20 packets of toilet paper. No F's given that the person behind them does not have any toilet paper for the week. So one thing that we can start doing is really starting to think about other people, really starting to think about our neighbor, really starting to think about that person who may not have enough disposable income to go buy 50 gallons of milk or 30 cans. Like they live week to week. And if you are in a position to just reach out to anybody, your neighbor, your friend, a stranger, and just say, hey, I have a couple extra cans of corn or a couple extra rolls of toilet paper here. Let me share them with you. I have enough. And just share that. And that is going to start raising our vibrations. That is going to start shifting that mentality of fear-based thought to something that's love. Like you're shifting your mindset into something that is more loving. So now, not only are you removing the idea of, oh my God, we don't have enough, but now you are telling your neighbor, hey, there is enough. You don't have to be scared. Everybody here can take care of each other. And I feel like that's not what's happening right now. That's not the message that's being carried out, especially by the news channel, especially by just if you turn on the TV and you see it, there's a shortage of toilet paper, there's a shortage of everything. The shelves are empty. I mean, it's insane. But if you start shifting that mentality of like, hey, I have enough. There is enough food. There is enough to refill the shops. Like we can get through this if we keep a level head about us. If we keep a level headed about us. So if you have the opportunity just to reach out, if I've asked just everybody who's listening to this, just to reach out to one person and say, hey, I just want to make sure you're okay. If you're good, awesome. Reach out to somebody else or not. I would rather you reach out to somebody else. Say, hey, just making sure you're okay. You have enough food. You're good. You're good. Awesome. You're not good. Let me give you a couple extra cans of food. I have a few extra rolls of toilet paper. Let me see what I can give you, just to kind of help you get by. My mom, for example, I'm about to place an order, try to place an order from Amazon out of the Middle East because she works all week. She works in a healthcare facility and she usually does her grocery shopping at the end of the week. And she goes to the store yesterday or this weekend and she's like, there's nothing left for me. I have nothing. She says she has a couple of eggs in the fridge and a can of tuna. And I always get so frustrated with her because she always waits for the last minute. Like this has been her thing her whole life. But now she's like, I don't have anything. I've been trying to take care of people and now I need to go to the store and see what they have, see what's left over. And my mom's in her 60s. I mean, it's really unfortunate that nobody has even reached out to her and said, "Hey, do you need something? Do you want me to get to the grocery store for you?" And I'm so far away that it's just difficult, right? And trust me, this is a thing that we've been through where I keep asking her to move in with us. I want her to move in with me. Let me take care of you. You never have to work a day in your life. And this lady is so proud, she just absolutely refuses. Like, does not want to. And I want her to. I want her to just sleep in all day and go out for walks and see her granddaughter grow, but she doesn't. That's just my mom, right? Anyway, so reach out to your neighbor. Ask him if they need something. Ask him if you need toilet paper. Ask him if you need a couple cans of something, a couple of eggs. Raise those vibrations. Try to get that message out of there is enough. You can do that today, right now. Just go on your phone, pick a random person on your phone and ask them, hey, just seeing how you're doing. And I promise you that is going to propagate itself and people are going to get that message. And that person who does have enough that you called is going to say, wow, that was really, really nice. That was my heart is it feels so good. And they're going to reach out to somebody else and ask them the same question. And hopefully we can keep going and start that chain reaction and help people just calm down. We can calm down, you guys. So now you're home. You've reached out to your friend. You started that chain reaction. I'm so proud of you. And now you're bored out of your mind and you're listening to this podcast. Hi. What do you do? What can we do today? What can I help you with today? What can you do to raise your own vibrations? You did that thing. What can you do today? And this is completely up to you, folks. This is another part of the shift. I feel like this is another time for self-discovery, a really good time for self-care, and a time to connect with your family. If you have family at home, this is a really good time to just put the phone down, turn off the TV, turn off the video games, and just get to know them a little more. Maybe play a board game, not Monopoly. I've heard bad things about Monopoly. But just really try to connect with them and have a con I know, brace yourself for this one, right? Have a conversation. Just talk. Talk about anything. Anything you want. If it's a little gossip, fine, go ahead. Try not to talk politics, but try to talk to them. Try to really get to know them. Try to connect. See if you can do something together. I am currently coloring. I am coloring this adult coloring book that I've had on my desk while my daughter colors her own book, and we just chat. My daughter's 7. It's not like she has much to say. She talks about unicorns a lot. But we talk and we try to connect and we try to do something new. Yesterday, we rode our bikes a little bit and we sat outside and ate some apples and read some books. So really take that opportunity to try to reconnect with those around you. If you've been there, done that, everybody is in their room on their electronic devices, or if you're just on your own, what can you do for yourself? At this point, ladies and gentlemen, I'm giving you full permission to do whatever you want, whatever self-care looks like for you. I always say, do what's best for your life, how to improve your overall quality of life. Self-care might look like making your doctor's appointment. Self-care might look like deep, for example, meditation, working on healing your chakras, past life traumas. I always say that. But today, if self-care looks like you sitting in a tub with a bunch of snacks and your phone watching Netflix, if that's what self-care looks like for you, if that's what's going to help you get over everything that's happening on the outside, if that is going to help you remove yourself or disconnect yourself for a little bit from the outside world and all the news that you're watching, do it. Just do it. Get naked, get in your tub and watch Netflix. Or Maury is streaming on YouTube too. So are you the father? If it looks like doing art, do art. If it looks like finally finishing that book that you started 2 months ago, do it. If it means taking naps, take a nap. If it means deep meditation, meditate. If it means doing your nails, if it means trying a new hairstyle, looking at all those makeup tutorials on YouTube that you always say that you want to try, but you never have the time because you have nowhere to go. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time. There's nothing to do but wait and let nature heal herself too. This is really giving Mother Earth a chance to enjoy not having a million little feet at her on top of her polluting. If you saw the news, the Venice canals are clear with fish. If you've ever been to Venice, or if you've seen pictures, like you cannot see the bottom of the canal floor, but for the first time in a long time, it's clear. And that's amazing. That's a little bit of healing that she's already doing. China's pollution has drastically dropped because everybody's staying indoors. I mean, this is again, this goes part of the shift. This is something that's happening that we can see that with some effort, A, Mother Her Earth can heal. We can help her heal. B, we're realizing that systems that have been in place that are no longer serving us need to be changed. So now we could be those agents of change and say, hey, remember that time when we were all stuck home and we had no healthcare and you were charging us for the coronavirus testing kits? Remember when we didn't have enough testing kits? Remember, these are changes. You have the opportunity to be the agent of change. And with things are changing. I mean, even if you want to or not, kicking and screaming, we are changing. And I'm not even going to get to the fact that the disease affects the older generation versus the younger generation. I'm not saying that's great. We're getting, no. I'm saying there's a lot of things that we need to look at and just help. We need to look at it and say this, we need to take control of this and we need to make changes for the sake of our fellow brothers and sisters. So that is what I wanted to share with you today. It's not a lot. It's not my usual rants. It's not my usual talks, but I feel like it's something that needed to be shared today, and I want you to take this chance. If you are working, first and foremost, thank you. I know it's really, really difficult exposing yourself. Wash your hands, don't touch your face, you know, all that stuff that you've been hearing over and over again. And just be careful. The younger you are, the better chance you have of not falling ill or not having really hard, heavy symptoms. But we do carry it to our older brothers and sisters, and that's what we have to be really careful with. Make sure that you are being kind to each other. Make sure that you're not that a-hole at Costco hoarding all the water and toilet paper. Why are we hoarding toilet paper? I don't know. But don't be that person. I know sometimes we get the drive like, well, everybody else is hoarding toilet paper. I gotta hoard it. I gotta keep it. Don't feed into it. That's what I'm asking you to do is don't feed into it. Rise above it and make sure that you are spreading the idea of there is enough and of love. And absolutely do not be that person who is buying all the toilet paper and hand sanitizer to resell it. That has to be probably the lowest of the low. Your fellow brothers and sisters not having anything, and you're having so much. That so many of us are complaining that, oh, the 1%, they're rich, and you're just doing the same thing with a necessity. So that is my message for today. I hope all of you are staying safe. I will try to not make these podcasts so far out in between. I know somebody that does these podcasts daily. I cannot keep up with it. I am homeschooling. I'm telling you, it's not an easy thing, but we are surviving. But I am good. I am good. The Middle East, United Arab Emirates, to be exact, is being extremely proactive, and I'm really happy that I'm here for this right now. But yeah, hopefully, and let's not say hopefully, let's my intent is for next week I will have a podcast back to our regular programming, and the episode is going to be about twin flames. My idea of twin flames and why I think it's absolute BS. Sorry, I don't believe it. So I am sending each and every single one of you love. Join me in our campaign of enough and spreading love and positivity. And once we get our chain reaction started, just indulge. Just take a breather. You earned it. You've earned a breather. Do whatever fills your tired soul. I'm looking forward to a little more coloring, editing this podcast, because that does fill my soul. I love working, fills my soul. I don't know, sue me. And then taking a nice long bath with my phone that I don't drop, and just watching some silly thing on TV. Watch some silly thing on Netflix or on YouTube. By the way, for those of you who are asking about the workshop in Miami, it is on June 13th. It's still going to take place as of right now. As the date gets closer, if I notice that things still haven't calmed down yet, or the curve is not as flat as we'd like it, I will cancel it. If there are people that already bought their tickets and still want to come, I will do it. So I'm going to leave it entirely up to those who have registered. If you are still willing to come and see me, I am willing to come and be present and take part of it with you. If everybody cancels, I will say, here's your money back, 100%, no questions asked. I will cancel it with you. But even if there's one person that's willing to attend, I am willing to take a big loss and just attend for that one person. Easy. I'm doing it. So, if you have any questions, you can DM me on my Instagram at rememberlove. You can email me at rememberlovehealing.com, or you can just go on my website where all my information is, and that is at remember, excuse me, from www. Do people still say www anymore? I don't know. You can find me at rememberlovehealing.com. Again, my name is Michelle. I hope you are well today. And I am signing off with a big I love you. I will see you for the next episode. Bye.